This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
You may remember him from Australia's Got Talent in 2010. 3 years later, he released his self-titled debut album, which debuted at number one on the Australian ARIA charts. His second album, Burnt Letters, also shot to number one. His Love Somebody tour has just announced another performance at Chapel Off Chapel after his first show sold out. We've just found out it's nearly sold out. Good morning, Taylor Henderson.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Welcome to Joy.
What an introduction. That's so lovely. Thank you.
Especially getting you up so early in the morning.
I know.
Because you live out in the bush, you're probably milking a cow. Mm-hmm. Or
Had the cows going, checking the eggs of all the chickens. Yeah. No,
potty cows are very popular for young men out in the bush. Let me tell you. But we won't go there now, will we?
No. Right. Thanks for having me.
Taylor, you came to the public's attention in 2010 mm-hmm. in the fourth season of Australia's Got Talent as a duo with your dad. They separated you both, where you both went through to the finals with your dad, coming second and yourself third.
That's right.
What was it like being so young and competing on such a show against your father?
Well, he knocked me off. I mean, he came second. He ended up beating me in the end. So, you know, I think, you know, it was a really fun experience because, you know, I was just a kid. I was 16. I always loved music, but, you know, I never dreamt of something like that. So actually it was my mum that was like, why don't you go on one of those shows? And I was like, oh, it's like, I don't know, I'm not that good. I don't know. You're always a bit of doubt and stuff. But once a show kind of happened and, you know, we went our way through the competition and just ended up being, you know, something that, you know, now I get to sit here and talk with you guys. So, you know, it's fun. It's a lot of stuff's happened, yeah.
But let's be honest now. Here's talk just between me. Us. There's no one here.
Okay.
You didn't talk to your dad for a year.
Oh, yeah.
Not like, because my kids were
It was brutal afterwards.
Pissed. You know, like, how dare you?
Mate, yeah. I was like, get the hell out of here. What are you doing to me? Yeah. No, it was great. You know, my dad and I, you know, we went on as a duo, but we kind of didn't really, well, once we got split up, we just thought, well, let's just go through the comp by ourselves. And we did. And then he ended up finishing second to Justice Crew. So it was pretty awesome. Yeah.
That in 2013 you went on to appear on X Factor, coming second.
Yeah.
Behind Dami M, you know, but look, I actually felt really sorry for you. Like, I was going to tear. You went up against a Minogue. You had no chance
Mate,
in hell.
No chance.
No chance in hell. I
know.
Tom, is there a question here? Or no, you just want to talk about Minogue.
Oh, actually, no, that is my question. So you've been on two talent shows and Danny Minogue was a judge on both.
Yeah, that's right.
So do you love her as much as me?
Oh, are you a big Minogue fan?
Well, I'm a Minogue stalker.
Oh, hang on. Who do you prefer, Kylie or Danny?
Well, depends who's in here because... Yeah, I'm going to get my guns out and have a look at the arms on this young man.
Tom is just stripping off in front of Taylor Henderson.
Because you know I love to show it off. So I have Kylie this side.
Oh, wow, you're not kidding. You're
a full-on fan. Yeah, so Kylie's on there and we have Danny on this side.
Oh, man, that's so awesome.
So, and I am waiting for one more, Carol Minogue, as a tramp stamp across there.
Well, as I said, a tramp stamp.
Well, either that or open for business.
Oh, so, okay, you know, one or the other. Gotcha. I like your style.
Taylor, your first album, Taylor Henderson, debuted at number one, winning the ARIA for number one album, as well as the single Borrow My Heart.
That's correct.
6 months later, with your second album, Burnt Letters, again, goes straight to number one. Your life sounds like a whirlwind.
It's pretty insane. Yeah, I always wanted to, you know, I always enjoyed singing and writing music. My dad's a really, really great songwriter. So when I started writing songs when I was, you know, about 15, 16, when I first picked up the guitar. And some of the songs on that originals album were songs that I wrote from when I was 15. So, and it was just crazy to see it, you know, never thought it would go to number one on the charts, but it just sort of happened that way. So it was a really surreal moment, and it's crazy. I still get to tour around, and I'm still, you know, people are still coming to my shows. So it's crazy.
Such a busy time. Did you get time to have fun?
Oh, the whole thing was fun. You know, I think what you mean is, did I have time for my own personal life? Probably not. Probably not. But the whole experience was a hell of a lot of fun, and yeah, it was great.
Then, Taylor, in 2014, you took your show on the road, Burnt Letters Tours, and, you know, you played all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
Then your song, Light Up the Dark, which was featured in an Aussie film, Spin Out. Fantastic.
Yeah.
But then
thanks, mate.
All of a sudden you disappeared.
I know.
It was just like, where'd you go? We kept hearing rumours of a third album coming. Mm-hmm. It was going home. What went on in your life?
Oh, man, that's a great question. Because a lot of people ask, you know, I was going to release a song called... I was going to release an album called One More Minute. And I recorded it through Sony Music. And when you start to record songs that, you know, for me, I really liked, I really wanted to release... But there was sort of a natural friction between, just songs that maybe the label might have wanted me to do other ones instead. Or so in the end, on great terms, you know, we parted ways, and now I'm an independent artist. And through that was, it was pretty sad. You know, I tried to – it's a hard thing to deal with, you know, knowing that I was signed and but
oh yeah, to walk away from a deal, who would do that? Yeah,
it was tough. It was really tough. Yeah. Because you've got a label that really I really respect, and they did a hell of a lot for me, but I it's exciting now because finally, after, you know, a bit of time to myself, yeah, to recollect everything and reflect, and now I'm independent, so I can sing whatever the hell I want to. So it makes it fun.
So your tour is sold out here in Melbourne. You've announced another concert. How yeah. great is it to be back giving the fans what they want, but on your terms?
You know what? That's so true, because when I put a show on in Melbourne for Chapel of Chapel, I always wanted to perform with that theatre. And once we sold it out, I said to my tour manager, like, let's put on another one. You know, and I would never normally have that control, you know. I said to him, why don't we put another one? And he was like, oh, I don't know. I'm like, I'm telling you, let's just give it a try. Let's give it a shot. And now there's like, you know, there's like 20 tickets available, and that's crazy.
You
so
get in quick.
Yeah.
Taylor, you've said you want to connect with as many fans as possible, mm-hmm. and your shows are going to be intimate and personal. Mm-hmm. How so?
Well, where I used to, you know, go on tour with a big band and big production, and now I think one thing I remember I did a show a few years ago, and for whatever reason I did it just me on guitar and a piano player, and after the show I had so many people going, I've always like imagined you performing like that.
Yeah.
So that's how this show is now.
That's acoustic shows. Mm. There was a few YouTube clips going around. They were fantastic.
Oh, thanks,
they were
man.
Really good.
They were yeah. fun, yeah. 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 So it's really stripped back. It's just me on guitar. I've got my awesome piano player who's seriously probably the funniest man I've ever met in my life. He reminds me of Hamish from Hamish and Andy. That's okay. What he's like. So
well, it's usually the way, you know, the creepy ones that sit in the corner and playing with their organ. You've got to watch him.
Yeah. He can be still a creep sometimes.
Well, shall we? Let's play a song.
Gotcha.
So, Taylor, what are we going to hear? You're going to play it live, aren't you?
I'm going to play it live. I'm playing my new single, Love Somebody. It actually, it goes out live tomorrow. So,
oh, an exclusive on Joy.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Exactly. So it gets released tomorrow. And, yeah, you guys get the first little rendition of it.
Excellent. So anyone that's listening, you've got to keep your ears blocked until tomorrow. Then you're allowed to listen when it's officially out. Until then, yeah.
No listening. No listening. Just switch over.
Come back to the podcast tomorrow. Yeah. And you can listen.
Done.
No, okay. Let's hear it.
Okay. Take it away, Taylor.
This is Love Somebody. Thanks, guys. Here we go.
I would give to be in the clothes, hug your body and warm your bones. And I will always take the time. If you run out, I'll give you mine. Can't you feel the heat? I am on fire, waiting patiently, my one desire. What do you do when you love somebody? They don't love you back. I just want to hold her body, but she keeps holding back. How long am I to wait? One night, a thousand days. What do? You love somebody and they don't love you back, back. Oh, how do I leave it all behind? You never leave the back of my mind, 'cause all I really need is your affection. I guess I was wrong, 'cause moving on, what? Can't you feel the heat? I am on fire, waiting patiently, my one desire. What do you do when you love somebody? They don't love you back. I just want to hold her body, but she keeps holding back. How long am I to wait? One night, a thousand. What do you do when you love somebody and they don't love you? What do you do when you love somebody and they don't love you back?
There you go. A little sneak peek for you.
I mean, that song was fantastic.
That was amazing.
Thanks, you guys.
I can see why you're coming back, you know, by popular demand. They're dragging you back down.
It's been fun. You know, a lot of people have showed a lot of interest, and I just wanted to do something that was acoustic and stripped back, and, you know, that's where I wanted to start. So I'm going to start there, and I'm just going to keep giving and
that's
giving.
That's your voice. It was raw. It was great. Yeah, and that was live people. Here in the studio, but... That song, it touched my heart. Who's broken your heart? That was a really sad song.
It was about an ex-girlfriend, so, you know, we've all been there. We've all been there, mate.
Well, you're at Joy. No, we've never been there. Oh. But, yeah, there are some ladies out there that are probably still going, yeah, that bloody...
Yeah,
ex-girlfriend.
I know, I know, but it's it was a couple of years ago. You know, I wrote that song about a girl that just. I think the answer to that song is just grieve, get over it, build a bridge, and then move on. So, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I always find I just go out and find another one.
Oh, is that what you do? Oh, great. Okay, that's what I'll do.
But how lovely to hear a song that you can tell you've written your heart's in it. And it sounds amazing. So thank you for that.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
So is that what they can expect at the show? A lot more?
A lot more. You know, this is just, that's just a little sample of what you're going to get. So we've got, we've got an hour and a half show of just songs that you've heard on radio to, you know, to some new stuff I'm bringing out, to some quirky covers. And it's, it's just something that I put all my energy into, and it's just a really fun night. It's for all ages. If you think it's just a teeny bopper show, that's not the case. You know, it's really for the whole family to come and enjoy. So, yeah.
Thank you, Taylor. If you want to see Taylor live, you can catch him at Chapel Off Chapel this Saturday night. It's the last show. Tickets are still available. There's only a few left. You better get onto it now. Head to chapeloffchapel.com.au. Taylor Henderson, thanks for coming in to chat to us on Breakfast.
You're so welcome. Thanks, you guys.
If you are desperate, I will be out front of the show scalping it. I think after that performance, I'll be getting double. I'll be getting them all. Yeah. And you know I do accept trade, so I don't mind how you make payments. We'll just get you into the Henderson show.
I should give you guys some tickets if you want to come along. So
love to.
Thank you.
No worries.
Thank you, Taylor.
Thanks, guys.
Wake up with Tom and Warren. Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes, or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.